Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to a special edition, a piecemeal edition. Does that sound right? Yeah, piecemeal. A piecemeal edition of the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad, flying in the captain's chair solo at the moment, and glad to have you along tonight. No Batman, no Batcave, and actually at this point, no Matt, and no AFCAR either, but we will be speaking to them here a little bit later on during the show. First things first, this is BJ Bradley.
I got to call my friends over here at downtown Dairy Queen and see what's going on here. So I get on the phone here. Let's see. Got to get one.
Downtown Dairy Queen.
Hi, who's this?
Janelle, who's this?
Janelle, this is BJ Bradley from K-35. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a question for you.
Yes?
Kind of a silly question. Now, I wonder how busy you guys could be today. On a day like today.
We are dead today.
Are you kind of dead? I kind of figured you were. You know, I'm kind of a backwards kind of a guy. People like to have ice cream on summer days, you know?
Well, yeah.
I like to have ice cream on, you know, winter, cold days.
Well, so do we.
So you're actually still producing ice cream today?
Yes, we are.
I was wondering, I'll bet you couldn't get somebody that's working there right now to trudge across the street to bring me an ice cream cone as cold as it is outside.
Just for you, we would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, we would.
Really?
We are bored.
Well, we'll give you something to do then, okay? Bring that on over. Babyface now. Check it out. In the house with me is...
Donnell.
You're the one who actually... Did the you helped me out today, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What's the weather like outside right now?
It's cold.
Okay, don't swear or anything. It is kind of... Oh, wait, got to turn you on there, don't we? It is cold out there. But you brought me... It might be a kitty-sized one, but you brought me... You brought me an ice cream cone.
Yes, I did.
And this is like low in fat.
Yes, it is.
It's like 96% fat-free.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Correct.
I can't beat that. So, and also in this respect, we're letting people know that Dairy Queen is actually open on a day like this.
Come on down. We have good chili, too.
See, exactly. You do have some good chili. Thank you very much. And try to stay warm on your way back. We've got some chapstick for you to take out with you, okay?
Okay.
Sun kind of shining through. Some blowing snow out there. One above, 46 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor. And, you know, I want to thank once again Donnell. Dairy Queen for bringing that. I love ice cream, especially in cold weather. And please, folks, don't try this at home. Don't be walking across the street if you don't got to, okay? Donnell had herself bundled up. She had the snowsuit on with the feet and everything. But thanks again, okay?
The best mix of the 80s and 90s.
Oh, great cone. Fantastic. Donnell, could you please bring me another one? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
95.5.
But if you want to.
K-T-L-I.
No, don't do it.
Had some requests to play some more of my old Radio Days clips, so there was a few to kind of get you going here this Friday evening. As I said, glad to be along, and we will get into some cool things. A couple of weeks ago, during the week, I was on the road for business, and I had lots of stuff going on. I was in Wichita, Kansas. I was also in Des Moines, Iowa, and I actually recorded some segments from my hotel room. Some sounded better than others, so those are coming up here in a little while. But first of all, I wanted to pass along something that I'm a little perplexed by. I'm not sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but recently I received an email from, this is no kidding, folks. You can't make this stuff up. And you're probably going to hear me say that more than once here tonight. I received an unsolicited email, a random email, an email blast from an ex-NFL football player that I'm sure you've heard of before. And it was an unsolicited, as I said, email blast, you know, kind of almost spammy. I mean, there was no reason at all that this guy should have had my name and my email address or my company name at all that I can figure out, except for the fact that my company does do trade shows, exhibits, as well as conventions and things of that nature. So somehow my name, my company name was sold, or somehow this ex-NFLer got a hold of our name, as well as I'm sure many others, through one of the trade shows, which, by the way, thanks a lot. We don't sell your email addresses. Okay, sure you don't. Anyway, I couldn't believe this because in my mind, it's a step. It's not just one step backwards. It's 4,000 steps backwards for this ex-NFL football player. And again, this guy, I mean, not a huge name, but definitely a name that you've heard of if you're a sports fan and an NFL fan. I believe he was actually big in the 80s, if I remember correctly, maybe even in the 90s as well. I'm going to read you this email first, and you tell me if you think it may be a few steps backwards for this guy. Because, and I'm not saying that doing what he's doing is backwards. I'm saying that actually having to spam email people to get business is 4,000 steps backwards for this guy. Again, you're not going to have your jaw drop when you hear the name, but you will know the name. Dear Brad, I wanted to drop you a line and introduce myself. My name is Mark Bavaro, and after a career in the NFL, I accepted the role of SVP of New Business for Design Centrics. We are a full-service design and build company specializing in exhibits, events, retail, kiosks, and corporate environments. By continuing to integrate new and exciting technology into our clients' environments, we have been able to build a more engaging experience for their customers. Brad, if you could point me in the right direction as to whom to speak within your company name, which, by the way, I think that's incorrect English. Jared, tell me if I'm wrong. Let me read it again. Brad, if you could point me in the right direction as to whom to speak within company name. One more time. Brad, if you could point me in the right direction as to whom to speak within XYZ company about potential opportunities, I would greatly appreciate it. That just does not read right to me. In the meantime, if there is anything I can do for you, please let me know. Thanks in advance. All the best. And it actually has a TIFF file of his actual signature, or really his actual autograph, on the email, in the email, within the email. DesignCentrics at designcentrics.com. That's DesignCentrics, C-E-N-T-R-I-X, tricks, like, you know, the hooker name, Trixie.com. Oh, and also an extra personal note at the end. It says, Brad, when you have a chance, hit the designcentrics.com link above. Ring screen and responder are pretty amazing. So many things come to mind, people. I mean, seriously, has it gotten that bad for Mark Bavaro that he has to send emails out? And I understand that the whole catch. They figure, hey, Mark Bavaro, you've got a big name. If you send out spammy emails, it might actually work better because you're Mark Bavaro. And if we put your signature in there, mention how you used to be an NFLer and everything, that's going to catch people's eye. Well, to be quite honest with you, as I was reading this to you out there, I got to thinking about how can I take advantage of this situation? And I've already thought of a couple of ways that I could. And it has nothing to do with my show, folks. No, I'm not going to ask Mark Bavaro to be on our show. No. Because that, first of all, will be crossing over two worlds. And I don't do that. I was actually thinking of other things that I won't tell you about. Yeah, well, you know, Mark Bavaro may actually already have a name in my business, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's not to say that you never have asked me if I sell illegal steroids. I mean, you know what my business is, right?
Hello.
So, anyway, I wanted to share that with you here during this opening segment. Now we're going to move on to something. Move right along to the segment that I recorded here recently in Wichita, Kansas, from my hotel room. Now, I may or may not have had a couple of libations before I began to record this segment, but I think you'll enjoy it. It actually, by the way, if you have not listened to the bonus segment from the show on July 8th, you're going to want to go to bradwestmore.com and listen to that bonus segment first before you listen to this.
Hey, everybody. It's Brad here from the Brad Westmore Show, broadcasting live from my hotel room in Wichita, Kansas, and near the airport. Who knew Wichita actually had an airport? I thought I would give a quick record and check in with you and let you know what's going on with me this evening. I've got some hotel advice and things of that nature. Please, first of all, forgive me for being an idiot and completely forgetting. Every little bit of noise, it's like insane. Listen, I mean, this recorder is so good; it picks up absolutely everything. It's almost too goddamn good. I mean, you can hear people in 512 up above. And now I've got some kind of a noise going on. What? Let's see if we can figure out where that's coming from. Oh, yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, my refrigerator at the La Quinta. Are you effing kidding me? You know, these places are unfreaking believable. When I don't need a microwave, I get one, like right now. And when I need a refrigerator, I get one, which is great, but it takes me an hour and a half to figure out whether or not it's actually cooling things. They have this thing turned down to 2. I mean, 2. Are you kidding me? I want to swim in the thing, not put my beer in there. Boy, anyway. So here I am at the La Quinta. I've got some words of advice and things of nature in that regard. First of all, number one, please ignore the refrigerator noise in the background. And also ignore the fact that I forgot my windscreen again. And ignore the fact that my microphone on this thing is a stereo microphone. So that when I move to this side or to this side, it's going to affect how you hear me. And I apologize for that. I'm going to kind of try to keep my face in the middle. Definitely need a mic stand for this thing. First of all, hotel rules. Hotel rule number one. Well, first of all, we've already talked about the microwaves. Don't expect one, because if you expect one, you're not going to have one. You could always ask ahead of time. But keep in mind, when you're asking and you're on the phone and you're checking prices, which, by the way, you really should do to get a reasonable price. Hotel pricing. Do not ever accept the first price given to you by a person on the phone when you call a hotel to check room pricing. Because from my understanding and my experience, they can almost always do better. At least $7, $8, $9, $10 a night. For example, tonight I was quoted a rate around $89 before taxes. I hemmed and hawed for a minute, then asked if they could do any better for a businessman on the road. And they came down to $80 before taxes. So always keep that in mind. Don't accept the first offer. That's actually something that I learned from a very strange man through caseyforum.net, for those of you that have been around Kansas City for a while. Anyway, so remember that, folks. Never, ever accept the first offer. Always ask them if they can do better. Or actually, even better, if you're a really good businessman, tell them you know they can do better. Ooh, that would make them very mad. No, not really. So here I am at the La Quinta, or as my mother would call it, the La Quinta. My mom speaks absolutely no Spanish. It's usually straight English. So when she sees the word, the Spanish word S-I, which of course, as you and I know, is pronounced C, she pronounces it Psi. So La Quinta for her is La Quinta. And sometimes it gets me confused and I start to call it La Quinta as well. But I'm at the La Quinta Quinta here in Wichita near the airport, and the Wi-Fi sucks balls, big and bad. In fact, I went down to the bar, the restaurant, thinking I'll have a couple of beers, I'll eat my dinner, I'll do some work while I'm here. No, Wi-Fi sucks crap through a straw down there in the restaurant. Had to come back up here to my hotel room where I am partaking in a beer that I, until tonight, was not familiar with, although I'm sure Mr. Afkar is. This is a Shock Top Belgian White, Belgian-style wheat ale brewed with spices. And little did I know, it's brewed in, oh, this is so hard to say, St. Louis, Missouri. So, but it's not Anheuser-Busch, so that's probably a good thing in that regard. So, pardon me while I take a swig. Yes, I've already had a couple tonight, and I'm really due for some dinner here shortly. But one more thing that I'd like to mention here from my Wichita hotel as you listen to my refrigerator in the background. See, now because I'm making a big issue about it, you know, I actually could edit out the sound, but I'm not going to now. I'm going to keep it in the background for this particular drop. But one more thing. So as you may recall on the show a couple of weeks ago, I had a strange phone call that led to text messages from a guy that I went to high school with and used to work with back in high school that I haven't talked to in over 20 years, wanting to get a hold of me because he needed, quote unquote, help with something. God knows it's a sales pitch. And I thought maybe, just maybe, I had gotten rid of him. But unfortunately, tonight, I'm down in the restaurant and bar here at the La Quinta, and I'm fighting the Wi-Fi with every last sword and gun that I have in my pocket. And who would have thought I get a text message from quote-unquote John that says, and let me back up a little bit and remind you guys what I had said here earlier. The last time I talked to him was via text message, and he was hounding me while I was at work. And I said, I'm sorry, John, I am very busy at work. And he said, okay, sorry. So here we are now. Actually, the next night, it's 6:19 p.m., and he has texted me saying, this is John, you still working? I could believe it. I wasn't very surprised at all. And I've sat here and debated and debated and debated whether or not I should call him. And I know you people out there are dying to find out what this guy wants. Although, let's be honest, we already know what it is. And there's just a part of me that just, there's two sides of me, okay? First of all, there's the part of me, the businessman part of me, that says, you know, Brad, you really ought to give this guy a chance. I mean, you're a businessman. You're trying to make a living. You understand how hard it is to make a living. You understand that you've got to kind of be persistent. You've got to, you know, go through the prospects and try to find the right people. Unfortunately, this guy is calling people that he hasn't spoken to in 20 plus years that just aren't going to do it. It's just not going to happen. And so there's the other part of me that says, I don't want to sit here and listen to the crap. I mean, I do it 8, 9, 10 hours a day sometimes, listening to people trying to give me their pitches about why I should be sending my freight. I won't tell you what my freight is. you know, with their truck line or whatever it might be. I don't want to hear about it. I just don't. I don't have the time. I don't have the tolerance. I'm tired. I'm six beers in. I'm hungry. I want to go to bed, and I want to get up tomorrow, and I want to work again. And then I want to get home and see my family for a couple of days before I leave again. So leave me the hell alone. And that's kind of where I'm at. So at this point tonight, I'm thinking to myself, I'm probably not going to respond to his text, and I'm probably not going to call him. I'm going to see how persistent he gets. And my gut tells me that he's reading from a script. It's one of those things where they tell him how to do this, whether it's Amway or some other kind of pyramid scam, where they have a script. I mean, he's going to be ready for every single rejection that I give him as well. And that's fine, because I'm going to find a rejection that he's not going to have a response for. Something like, my wife has cancer. Or, my child just died. Or just get as low as I can go to get the guy to just go away for a while and make him feel guilty and make him feel weird. I could do that if I really wanted to, because he's going to have a response. He's going to have a script in front of him. And again, I'm okay with that. I'm not tolerant. I mean, there's just some nights, don't you agree? There's just some nights or some days where you're more tolerant than others. And tonight, I'm not tolerant. I don't want to deal with it. I didn't want to deal with it yesterday. I'm just too effing busy right now. In fact, I'm too effing busy until September to even think about anything out of the ordinary. I've got too much going on in my life. Not that you people care, but let me just drop it into you. I got this show. Those of you, the four of you that do listen to this show, I appreciate you. I appreciate you very much. And I'm going to keep doing this show, okay? But I've got this to worry about every week. And granted, it's only an hour, but it's still there. It still needs to be prepared for at times, okay? And then I've got my work, I've got my family, and I've got some side things that I do as well that I've got to keep going. So I just don't have time for the extra BS right now. And this is so funny, because on Twitter and Facebook, I hate when people air out their dirty laundry. I don't want to hear about what's going on in your personal life. But quite frankly, this is my pedestal. This show is my pedestal. And if I every once in a while want to say something like that, I'm going to. So without further ado, I'm busy. And I don't have time for your crap. So just enjoy this show while you can. Okay? I'm done rambling. I'm going to drink another Shock Top. And then I'm going to walk, of course, because I've drank too much to drive. I'm going to walk to a restaurant to get myself something to eat. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Westmar Nation, fans of the Brad Westmar Show, thank you for listening to this clip, and we'll talk to you later.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
He's a cartoon. He hunts rabbits, and now you can hear his sexy side. It's Elmer Fudd Reads Porno.
Suddenly, she was groping my crotch.
Elmer, like you've never heard him before.
She slowly undressed me.
In a performance that'll leave you breathless.
And she rubbed me, and rubbed me, and rubbed me, until I went...
Get the new audio tape, Elmer Fudd Reads Porno. It's not dirty.
It's erotic.
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brad broadcasting live from my vehicle in Des Moines, Iowa. And I thought we'd take this opportunity to see just how bad Des Moines radio is. I'm telling you, it didn't sound good here a couple of hours ago, and now it's lunchtime. It's about 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's see what kind of tunes they play here in Des Moines during lunch. Let's see here. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Shake that booty. Shake that butt.
All right, let's see what else we got. Yeah, barely comes in.
Miles with a
hey everybody, it's a commercial.
Or no.
Thank you.
What can you now?
More commercials. Shocker. Some modern rock song that sucks. Some soft rock song that sounds like Sarah McLachlan. Ugh.
Cowards, are you coming? I don't know.
Some jocks trying to be funny. Funny guys. Imagine that, guys on the radio trying to be funny. More really bad modern rock tunes. And more. Holy crap.
Oh!
Finally, a decent song on 100.3 from The Police. Don't stand so close to me. More commercials. Dead air here on 101.1.
Well, I'd really love to find out if there's a...
What? Wait a minute. What was that? Give me. Wait a minute. Wait.
Hello?
What? That... I can't believe I lost that. That was entertaining. That was real, people. That was not me. But they're gone now. It's like dead air. Okay. Well, see what else we have. Sorry about that. I had scan and forgot to turn it off.
Glad to have you back. Oh. Perhaps even before that, Brian Brown, PhD student in speech pathology at the University
of... Never mind. Hey, more modern rock. 3 Days Grace. Well, classic rock tune, Pink Floyd, 103.3. A forecast. How about a jingle?
Oh, damn it. I keep...
Never mind. I keep forgetting to... Here's what I'm doing, folks. I'm hitting the scan button, and I'm forgetting to turn off the scan button every time we come into a new station. I'm sorry. I'll try to get better as we continue here.
Funeral services for 83...
That sounds disturbingly like Nickelback. No, it's not Nickelback, but it's something just as bad.
Hey!
Shake that ass. And some whiner named Bruno Mars.
Hey!
I dance for you, Jesus.
It is On Air with Ryan Seacrest. This is Kiss 107.
Oh, no.
All right, sleaze is inevitably, it's on the way.
We don't need any Ryan C. crap. You hear my texts keep going off? I figured. I set my phone down and said, should I silence it? Nah, what are the chances anybody's going to be bothering me while I do this in my car without the air conditioner on? I'm sweating to death, by the way. Well, I don't know what happened to all the country music I was hearing earlier. It was like every station was playing country music. Let's see what else we got here. See, now we're on the 88s, and this is the college radio stations of the world.
Bridge reported at the Braille and sight saving.
Oh my God.
He's gonna die over that. You lose some face, but nobody goes to...
A little classical music. This is actually in the top five of what we've heard so far. Oh, yes, more Jesus music.
The Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest.
Oh. Jewish talk.
If I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not.
The only thing that's missing is somebody talking in a Jewish accent. Maybe not.
I appeal.
You can have a little burning back there on your own.
There we go. Get the crap kickers going. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. Your voice is not twangy enough. I can't believe people listen to that.
Oh, here we go. KIOA.
93.3.
Overnight low 72. Tomorrow, Tuesday.
Another forecast here from Magic Matt.
A high of 88, more of the same for Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 83. Again for today, hot and humid.
Now here's the question. Are they actually playing the song Axel F, or are they just using it as the weather bed?
94.1 FM weather forecast. This is Grandview head baseball coach Lou Yost.
Oh my God, they were actually using Harold Faltermeyer's Axel F as the weather bed on 94.1 here in Des Moines. Give me a break. So what song are we playing? We Are the World? Oh my God, it is We Are the World. Are you kidding me? People, no. You can't make this stuff up. That's what this is, isn't it? If it's Lionel Richie when this thing starts, how's it start again? There Comes a Time?
There comes a time.
Oh Lord, no.
When we heed a certain call.
Who in the world? No. We need to hear some more for Jared, though. We can't stop until we hear Michael Jackson. Little Jeffrey Ingram, is that his name? Yeah. Jeffrey Osborne, pardon me. That's Tina Turnip. Ladies and gentlemen, a dead man singing. I can't believe there's a radio station playing this song. It's insane. Can't believe there's a radio station playing this song either. See, now you can't go wrong with Iron Maiden.
Oh, no, go back! Where was that at? Where? Where? There we go!
I think I'm going to have to stay on 94.9. What do you guys think? How about that?
Tractor Parts, D-Mac.
What is this? It's got to be country.
You just call my name.
To some, camping out under the stars means spending the weekend at a four-star hotel.
Yeah, you bored me. Sorry. Yeah, whatever. This is getting really bad. Okay. So you get my drift, folks. The radio is not good here. Not good at all. But then again, is it good anywhere anymore? Don't think so. I got to turn my air conditioner on. I got to find some lunch. Over and out.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
And now it's time for everyone's favorite show at TFN. Cooking with Corpse.
Hey, thanks, John. And of course, we're your hosts. I'm Hannibal.
And I'm Jan.
And we're the Lecters.
We've got a great show for you today. We're going to teach you the proper way to prepare a human head.
That's right, Jan. Now, most people don't understand that the human head is a treasure filled with many decadent desires the whole family can enjoy.
It sure is. I mean, who doesn't like a little head? Now, as Hannibal prepares the head, I'm going to show you a sauce that's been in my family for years. Now, what you will need is some fresh blood from your victim and some flesh from each calf muscle.
I know I sure get the craving for human flesh, Jan.
Don't we all? Get a small bowl and mix both ingredients together vigorously. You'll notice that Hannibal is soaking the head in a brine solution to tenderize it so it will melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
I've got our human head ready, Jan, and this guy looks great. You'll want to preheat your oven to 450 degrees before putting the head in. It'll take about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on your oven.
We've already got a human head in there, so we can show you the finished product. We'll just pull that out and add our sauce. And, well, look at that. Doesn't that look great?
Mmm, morbidly delicious, Jan. I guess all that's left is to eat.
You got it. Thanks for joining us.
Next time, a cooking with carbs.
If you're getting ready for the holiday season and expecting a lot of company, we're going to show you how to prepare an entire human corpse from scratch.
That's right, Jan. We'll show you how to stock them, glock them, and chop them.
We've already got our prep cooks picking out our next victim.
Oh, look out! We have a runner!
Don't worry, I'll get him. Oh! Hey, Jan, it's Break and Bake, and I helped.
Good one, guys.
You sure did. Thanks for watching, and join us next time.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am now broadcasting live from my hotel room in Des Moines, Iowa. And I am actually connected right now with my good pal, Mr. Jared Afkar, who's in Cleveland, not Cleveland, Missouri, Cleveland, Cleveland, Ohio. How are things in Cleveland? Well, it may rain here, too. Who knows? It's that time of year. Now, I want to let people know we're connected on Skype, but we're connected on two of the worst hotel internet connections we've ever come across in our life. Am I right?
Yeah, it's been pretty painful, and I apologize in advance, you know, to your listeners, that my ear bleedingly painful voice might be even worse.
Jared, and to make it even worse, my listeners are your listeners. So remember, these are your people as well. No, not as long as there's no penetration. We're okay. So, not to worry. So, I've got so many things on my mind. I'm not sure where to begin. But I do have to say that hotels are going to eventually have to step up the Wi-Fi in their hotel rooms. I mean, it's common knowledge that it's never been that good. But when it comes to laptop computers, I mean, what do you really need it for? I mean, apparently they're not expecting people to do radio broadcasting from their hotel rooms, I guess. Yeah, that's true. And pardon me, too, folks, as I'm sitting here recording my voice on a digital recorder. I've got my headphones in so I can hear what the heck's going on, but no windscreen. So you know how I am. I'm anal about my sound, and I'm sound about my anal. That didn't sound right. Hey, Jared, I want to bounce a couple of things off you that I think are rather interesting. Remember the guy here a couple of weeks ago that I talked about that called me up out of the blue after over 20 years of not speaking to me or acknowledging my existence? A guy I went to high school with and worked at McDonald's with. Remember, he called me and he asked for, well, you know what? I'm going to play that voicemail for you right now, if you don't mind, so you can get, for the first time, Jared, a better idea as to how peculiar he sounded, okay? Here it is.
Brad, this is from high school. I'm in Sioux City now. I need help from a friend, and hopefully you can help me. Could you give me a call back at 712-333? We've worked at McDonald's together and went to high school together. Just give me a call at that number, 712-333. I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
So he sounded kind of weird there, didn't he?
Well, he didn't sound normal. I mean, the circumstances alone are weird enough.
Exactly. And that was my initial response. And that's why I held tight in saying that I'm not going to call this guy back, because I know that it's a sales pitch. It absolutely has to be a sales pitch. What can this guy possibly need from me after over 20 years of not needing me? I mean, he's gone through a lot in his life in the last 22 years, right? You know?
I know, Jimmy, his initial, there's some urgency there. I mean, it makes it sound like I'm going to fall off a cliff. I'm hanging by the last shred of dandelion being like Wiley Coyote. You know, there's that kind of desperation.
Yeah, no.
It's super important, so which I would be super pissed.
Yeah, exactly. And see, and so the, here's the thing. It progressed. As you recall, he ended up text messaging me a couple of times then during that day at work. And I finally just told him, I said, dude, and we'll call him John as we've been calling him. I said, John, I am working right now. I'm very busy at work. And he said, okay, sorry. So then the next day, as was reported earlier on this show by myself from Wichita, Kansas, I am sitting in the hotel bar and restaurant, and I get a text message from him saying at about 6:19 p.m., this is John, are you still working? Question mark. Well, so he's at it again, Jared. That's he may. I don't have any idea, you know. So I don't know. I mean, again, he was a nice kid. I really, really liked him. I really, really did. But the fact of the matter is, we haven't had contact in years and years, a lifetime, you know. And I just know that it's a sales pitch. So I promptly ignored his text. Okay. So a few more days pass. And then I get a text that Sunday. So about 4 days later, I get a text message late in the morning, church time, of course. Question mark. Could you help me? Question mark. I ignore it. About 45 minutes later, I get a voicemail. Here's a second voicemail that I've gotten from him now. Here we go.
Bugging you, but I need some help from my friends. I am so freaking desperate right now. Please give me a call back and talk to me. I would really appreciate it. My number 712-333. Thanks. Bye.
So virtually the same voicemail, Jared, but just trying to up it a notch a little bit. Really, really freaking. Really, really freaking desperate. He says. I don't know for sure, but, you know, and the whole time, you know, my wife and even my mother, who, by the way, this is her fault, but I have been really lax on her. You know, my mother says, well, why don't you just call him back? And I said, Mom, I don't owe this guy anything. You know, I am not going to subject myself to this, because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call the guy back. And not only am I going to have to eventually deal with the sales pitch, but I'm also going to have to deal with the pleasantries. And Jared, you know how I feel about pleasantries and formalities.
Well, especially when it's been how long since you talked.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, what are you doing? How are your family? How are your kids? And you know, the first is better not to talk about yourself.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's exactly the reason why I don't want to call him back, because I know what's waiting at the end of the tunnel for me. You know, and so as I'm sitting here debating how to handle it, you know, my first reaction was I'm going to text him and say, look, apparently you're not desperate enough to at least give me some kind of an inkling as to what the heck it is you need help with, which tells me that I'm pretty sure this is a sales pitch. You want money or in some way, shape or form, and I'm not going to waste my time. So if you really, really need help from me, email me. And here's my, you know, I've got about 12 email addresses. Here's my 11th email address, the one that I check every 6 months. Go ahead and email me here. Well, before I even got a chance to send that text message to him, I got another text from him about an hour later or so. And this text, classic sales technique, Jared, this text said, don't worry about getting in touch, exclamation point. So what he's done, classic sales technique, I just want to let you know, because I know them all. I wasn't born yesterday, Mr. Blankenship. No, this classic sales technique is take it away from them. And you take it away from them, you make them wonder, what did I miss? What was it? You see?
No, I know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he thinks he has me right now. Now, the real question, and of course, I did not respond at all. So the real question now becomes, have we heard the last from, quote, John, unquote? What do you think?
He won't be able to sit tight. He's going to have to. I mean, he's already reaching out to people, and he will come back. The cycle will return.
And that's what I've always said. He'll be back. They all come back. And Believe me, I think he is.
Maybe it's just my own. I'm just curious what particular scheme Brian.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I really am too. And that's the thing. What's sad about it, Jared, is that it actually kind of worked because now I do kind of want to know what it was. But at the same time, I got bigger fish to fry. You know, I got bigger sharks to fry. I don't need to. It's great show fodder for me. And that's great. I appreciate the material. There's a part of me that actually wanted to call him after I thought about it here for the last couple of weeks. There's a part of me that did want to call him back on the air or maybe call him back off the air and say, hey, I got a radio show. I'm doing it right now. You want to come on the air and talk to me and tell me about the help you want? You know,
but you know, you don't want to call them, so that's kind of an admission that his little Jedi mind trick worked. You know what I mean?
Well, that's
it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, it reminds me a lot of, like, you know, you've been to Vegas, right? And they, all the little things they do to kind of trick you into gambling.
Well, in all honesty, I ain't gonna lie. I've not been to Vegas, but I do know what you're talking. I do know what you're talking about, and you're right. And that's what this whole thing. I mean, this guy John had a script in front of him. I mean, I don't want to say he knows what he's doing, but the people know what they're doing. They know how to train him. And they have an answer for every objection. And that's the last thing I want to do is get on the phone with the guy and have to hang up on him. That made me feel kind of bad. I don't want to do that. I mean, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you should, like, say, oh, that's great. I'd love to talk to you now. I have a perfect business opportunity for you.
And you know, honestly, that idea that you had a couple weeks ago kept going through my head as well. And I did consider that as well. But I just... Like I said, I mean, every time he hit me up, it's like, you know, first of all, I'm rarely just sitting around doing nothing. And when I am sitting around doing nothing, I'm really doing nothing. And that's really what I want to be doing. And it's sometimes when my daughter is taking a nap, you know, and that's, I mean, thank God she's 3 and a half. She still takes naps. I mean, at the same time, if we maybe just stop having her take naps, maybe she would sleep a little bit later in the mornings and the weekends. So I don't know. Listen to all of our phones binging and bonging and everything. That's mostly me that's been doing that. Sorry about that. But anyway, so that's where I'm at. John has supposedly given me the classic sales technique. He has taken it away from me. Now the question becomes, who will bite first? And I got news for him. It ain't going to be me. Well, I know. And like I said, that's the thing. I mean, the trick actually works because it does have us curious now. But at the same time, I'm not losing any sleep over it. So if he never calls back, I really don't give a damn. You know, it's just kind of where I'm at. So anyway, Gerard, or as my phone says when I try to call you, what I say it calls you? Jarred.
Yes.
I voice dial Jared on my iPhone and I say, call Jared Blankenship mobile. And it goes, calling Jared Blankenship. You know, if you don't mind, let's just go ahead and try it once here. That way I can prove it to you. Let's see here. Here we go. Call Jared Blankenship mobile.
Calling Jared Blankenship mobile.
Now, yeah, you like that? Everybody gets your name. How do people get the name Jared wrong? I don't understand that.
You know, it's not even that uncommon of a name anymore.
No, it's really not. I would agree with that. So anyway, before we let you go, Jared, anything else on your mind there from Cleveland? Are you ready to come back?
Oh, gosh, I am. Mostly because I'm kind of getting tired of being around some of the same people. Like, we have a couple eager beavers in our training class that are just...
Yeah.
I mean, we had an exercise, like a team exercise the other day, and this guy was so desperate to get it in that he's got to be kidding me. What are you, in second grade? Like, I was so close to clubbing that every single life out of that head. Don't touch me.
I can see that. I can see that from you, my friend. We don't want you to get, you know, fired before you even get, you know, started here. Be careful.
My father is the only one who's allowed to touch my shirt like that. That's it. Everyone else, don't freaking touch my shirt. For me.
I mean, let's be honest, though. I mean, I can touch you, right? I mean, as long as it's not in an inappropriate way, right?
Well, you've touched me enough.
I've touched you in inappropriate ways as well. Let's be honest.
Well, let's not be honest, because I just can't live with that.
Okay. Well, pal, then let's go ahead and cut this off, because I'm sure at this point everybody has turned us off due to the quality. But if we're lucky, when this does air, it will have been fixed good enough. This might be one for me to send to Jody, and he's going to curse my name left and right. We should probably bless Jody right now. Jared, give him your blessing. I love you, Jody. I love you. Jared. What? There's nothing to be fixed. That's true. That's true. All right, look, you need to call the bike shop. I want to let you go. You got to go find your ring to fix your nut, to fix your bike, to fix your... Yeah, exactly. So I'll let you go, my friend, and thanks for joining me on this special edition of the Brad Westmar Show. Can't wait to have you back in studio, but until then, just know that your seat is being kept warm by a butt just as skinny as yours in Magic Matt. So... I don't even want to get into that. Buddy, take care.
You too, man.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
Ladies, you know the feeling we all get. The aggravation, irritation, discomfort, and feeling that all eyes are on you. It's the feeling we all get from a bad case of PNS. Yes, PNS, otherwise known as perky nipple syndrome. It can really put a cramp in your style.
Cold rooms, dirty thoughts, or random whatevers. PNS can strike at any time. It's a fear I suffer from every day of the year.
Ladies, there is no cure for PNS, but preventative measures can be taken. Wear padded bras, layer your clothing, and most importantly, don't be around men when it does happen. PNS can't be stopped, but we can try to manage it.
Message brought to you by that poor lady you wouldn't stop staring at in the elevator.
We now return to the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad here in studio now, as you can tell by the quality. First of all, I want to apologize for that last segment there. The quality was about as bad as it could get. We want to thank again Jody, our good sound man, for helping us out with that, because it probably would have sounded a lot worse had he not taken the time to go through it and at least do his best to make us sound tolerable. Hopefully you were able to hear at least some of what Jared said during that, and I promise you, we will not do it that way again. But I do think these piecemeal shows are a way of the future for the Brad Westmar Show. My personal life, I get a little busy sometimes, get on the road, and this recorder of mine that I take with me is very convenient in that regard. I mean, the quality is not as good as what you're hearing right now, but it's a heck of a lot better than what it would be if we were broadcasting in a cardboard box with a couple of Dixie cups and a string. So I think it's something that we can work on and build on in that regard. So, and I'm very, very, very excited about the future of this show. Matt is going to contribute immensely, number one, and I think that he and I and our chemistry, although he did not appear on this show, I think he and I and our chemistry is something that most of you listeners out there, the four or five of you, that do listen on a regular basis, I think that you'll catch the chemistry in that regard. Not to say Jared and I don't have chemistry. We've got some special chemistry, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Speaking of chemistry and chemicals, our refrigerator broke this past week at the office. And so not only were we not getting any ice, but we weren't getting the water very well. And honestly, all those refrigerators that make ice and make water, they all break down eventually. I mean, I've never seen one last. They always have some kind of problem within a couple of years to where you're not getting ice, or it's not dispensing, or you're not getting crushed ice, or you're not getting blocked ice, or you're not getting the water, or the water tastes like crap, or something like that. Well, anyway, the thing completely broke down this week at the office. So, and I drink a lot of water during the day. So I ended up having to drink out of the water fountain or out of the faucet. And it honestly tasted like after drinking the filtered water out of the refrigerator, it honestly tasted like I was drinking the entire periodic table throughout the day. It was just, it was like sulfur and sodium and magnesium and zinc and I mean, it just, ugh, it was just brutal. So
something to be said for drinking filtered water, that's for sure. I mean, at the same time, the water I drink out of the faucet at home doesn't taste that bad. I don't know if we just could have something to do with the business we're in. I don't know. But anyway, so no, I'm excited about the future of the show with Matt. I'm also excited about the new setup we have at Jackalope with the new Mix Minus, which gives us the ability to do a few more things within the confines of the show. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you will in the near future. So I think you probably heard that last week's show when Magic Matt could actually hear all the sound effects I was playing for a change, which has never been possible before. So anyhow, I love to hear from you. You know where to find me. Brad at bradwestmar.com is my email address, or you can find me on Twitter at Brad Westmar, or you can also like us on Facebook. I believe it's Westmar Nation. It's facebook.com/Westmar Nation. We'd love to have you like us on there as well. And next week on the show, well, we're not quite sure what we're going to do yet, but I do think one thing's going to happen for sure. Assuming we can get Mr. Afkar on the phone from Iraq. As you know, he's intense right now. His mind is elsewhere. We don't want to take him away from it, because if we put him on the show and he's not with it, you'll get a lot of, it's kind of the way he talks in the show. A little bit. He blames it on the microphone. He blames it on being a little homophobic when it comes to, you know, giving oral to the microphone. He blames it on thin walls in the hotel. But bottom line is, it's just the way the poor guy speaks. He can't help it. But we love him anyway. And so if we hope to get him on the show this next week, and if we do, I think we're going to be able to put to rest, hopefully, we're going to be able to put to rest this whole quote-unquote, now we're calling it John Follies, the guy who's been calling me from high school wanting something. We're not quite sure what it is yet, but I'm hoping that by the time we come back around and do next week's show, I'll have some final touches to put on it and maybe finally wrap things up. So anyway, I want to again thank you for struggling through this Brad Westmar show in the quote-unquote piecemeal version, and want to thank you for listening as always. And of course, next week, a brand new show as always. And in the near future, too, I believe we're going to do the very first best of the Brad Westmar show, which is going to give some of you newer listeners a chance to kind of pick up on some of the stuff you missed through the first few shows when we started this back in January. So be a good way to kind of catch you up and get you up to speed with some of the things you missed. So I know it's hard for you to commit to doing extra listening. I mean, again, that's why this show is only 1 hour, because we still have people who unfortunately do not stay committed listening to the show, and it's only 1 hour. So you see my point. And there's just no way I can make this show 2 hours or 3 hours, because it's just, we're just going to lose more listeners. So I appreciate those of you that do stay loyal, or even if you wait a few weeks to catch up and do a few hours, you know, within a week, that's cool too. So without further ado, this is Brad from the Brad Westmar Show saying good night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. And if you didn't, maybe next time you can. Good night. Tragic.